Now, more homes, more quickly. That's the idea behind the planning reforms the government's setting out this week. They add up to some areas being designated for growth and developers getting automatic permission to build homes, schools, other buildings without having to go through the hoops and checks with the local council. Sound good? Well, not if you're a council or local resident and you're worried about buildings springing up that don't fit in. And a lot of people who vote for you who don't want that. Is that a fair assessment, though? Let's talk to David Renard, councillor and executive member of the Local Government Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
And hi, thanks for joining us. And let's talk to the co-founder of London's YIMBY Group, which is short for Yes in my background, that backyard. That's John Myers. Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
David, can I just ask you first? We obviously need many, many more new homes in this country. Do you think this scheme will help do it?
Well, we haven't seen the details yet, John, so it's difficult to comment in great detail. But the position of local authorities is that there isn't a problem with the planning system in terms of local authorities giving planning permission. 9 out of every 10 are approved. And in fact, there is planning approvals out there for about 1 million homes that have been granted by local councils, and builders just haven't built them yet.
Yeah. Look, what are your particular worries about this way of streamlining the planning process? It's being sold as a way to do this thing much more quickly.
I think we'd all be in favour of that. But of course, with the current system, there are statutory consultees such as the Environment Agency, the water companies, Highways England, and so forth. And of course, on any planning application, it's important that things like water supplies, and access via roads and so forth are all taken into account when
yes.
applications are put in. And we just don't know how this new system is going to work yet.
But you would assume, wouldn't you, that the government, that Robert Jenrick, the minister who's overseeing this in the cabinet, would take all of those things into account. It would be a great negligence not to do so.
Well, we certainly hope so. But as I said, we haven't seen the details, so it's hard to speculate. We'd like to see the detail. And then we'd be very happy to give some specific feedback to the government on their proposals.
Yeah, I'm not sensing that you're automatically buying into the government's arguments that buildings under this scheme would have to comply with the local built environment and quality and standards, but they'd have to be maintained.
Well, that's the key thing here. Any communities that are built have to be sustainable. They have to be well thought through. They've got to be nice places to live. And, they've got to have all the public services that people want there in terms of doctors, surgeries, schools, and adequate roads and so forth. And that's the role that local authorities carry out to make sure that all those things are in place when developers bring forth planning applications.
Okay, I mean, do stay with us, David. John Myers, listening to that from Yes in My Backyard, which is a campaign group that sort of speaks for itself and its purposes. What do you make of what you're hearing from David, John?
Well, as David says, we don't know the details yet. I would point out that even though 9 out of 10 planning applications get approved, there are many more places where we could be building a lot more, where people would apply if they didn't think it was totally impossible for them to get a planning application through. So nobody's blaming councils here, but what is clear is that we could have a much better system that would start to address the desperate shortage of homes. It leads to bad situations for young people stuck in shared flats, poor conditions, people on low incomes with housing difficulties, and people who are forced to commute long distances or can't take a job they want because they can't afford a home nearby.
Yes.
And we've seen the problem with COVID and overcrowding. So it's good that the government is recognising that housing is a major issue.
Okay. Look, your organisation is called Yes in My Backyard, which implies that you think there's too much of a problem with people saying not in my backyard, with people who want building, yes, but not near them, or councillors who don't want to upset their local voters for that reason.
Well, as we understand it, the purpose of these reforms is to bring more certainty and to bring the decisions up front in the process. So that will mean that developers can know what they have to deliver, the quality that they have to deliver, the infrastructure that they have to deliver, and they'll know at the very beginning of the process that that's what they need
yeah.
to do. And residents can have confidence that they will get what they are promised, because far too often under the current system, we see planning conditions stripped away, we see endless processes and appeals, and residents don't even get what they thought they'd agreed to in the beginning. So I find it hard to believe that anybody is really going to object to saying, let's have more clarity at the beginning of this process so we all know what we're getting into.
David, what do you say to that?
Well, I agree with the comments that have just been made. We need certainty, we need clarity, but it is important that everybody has their say on these applications. And of course, councils do approve a lot of applications that some local councillors or local residents don't feel that they can support. But let's see what the government said, and then we're happy to work with them and make the system better.
Yes, I mean, you've heard what people like Robert Jenrick, the Secretary of State, has been saying. Are you sceptical about what you're hearing, though? Do you believe they are acting fully as if they're on the same page as you when it comes to achieving decent, affordable, appropriate housing?
Well, what we don't know, of course, is how much of these decisions are going to be made by government and how much is going to be down to local authorities and local communities to determine. If this is imposed from the top, and I'm not saying it is because we just don't know, but that isn't going to lead to sustainable communities with the right quality of accommodation that people want to live in.
Is it not? Because are not people, as you say, at the top, are they not aware of the needs of people living in local areas as well as the needs of people who want to live in those areas?
Well, I think if we look at an example where governments allow permitted development rights for developers to come in and convert office space into residential, a lot of them have been very good, but equally there are a lot of examples where the space standards are poor and the quality of the finish is poor, and these aren't the sort of places that people want to live in. And that's what we've got to avoid happening. The developers have got to provide the quality as well as the quantity.
Yeah. It's obviously important to you, David, to preserve green spaces.
Yes, I absolutely support the thrust of the proposals in terms of protecting areas of outstanding natural beauty and other areas that need protecting. The devil in the detail will be around the areas that are allocated or designated for development.
Yeah.
So that's the piece that I think most of the focus will be on.
So, John, tell me, if you had the minister's ear right now, and he may well be listening at this precise moment, what's the message that you really want to stick with him from your point of view?
Well, he should stick to his guns and focus on delivering plentiful, high-quality, affordable housing. There are plenty of ways to do that that will make the local residents happy. There's endless scope for building better, building well, making sure that the design quality is addressed, and he should carry on focusing on those aspects to really resolve the housing crisis.
Okay, David Renard, John Myers, thanks for joining us this afternoon on Times Radio. In just a moment after the news, we're going to be looking ahead to this scheme we were discussing a moment ago, the Eat Out to Help Out scheme. Is it going to work? Do you fancy going out yourself and maybe helping to make it work? All this on Times Radio after the news.